DW.
Stelios is hungry. You should feed it as soon as possible.
Anastasia Draha is not a typical 22-year-old Greek university student. She and two other electrical engineering students designed an innovative phone app that translates a baby's cry. The app can detect whether the baby might be hungry, angry, or tired, and displays an image on the screen accompanied by a short text description and voice message. The student's invention even won an award at the prestigious 2018 Microsoft Imagine Cup World Finals in Seattle.
From Greece, team I cry to talk.
Anastasia says she and her fellow students enjoyed the process of designing their app.
It was a long journey, a really special experience. We formed a team of three students and worked in a very different way compared to what we were used to during our studies.
Investors are now interested in helping Anastasia and her colleagues set up a startup company to help improve and commercialize the app. Unlike the majority of Greek students who struggle to find a job once they complete their university degrees, Anastasia has created a job for herself. Although the Greek economy is slowly recovering, unemployment rates are still high among the general population and are almost double for young people between 18 and 25. For those with university degrees, unemployment has increased by 171% since the beginning of the economic crisis, and those with degrees in humanities have even worse employment prospects than science majors. At the same time, though, the majority of Greek companies are finding it hard to find suitable candidates for job openings. Anastasia says developing the app didn't only secure her a job into the near future, but also helped her acquire skills which are necessary in today's job market. Skills that she was never taught at university.
I wouldn't say that Greek universities prepare you to meet the needs of the market. Personally, I can say that university offered me all the right tools, but I was missing all the other skills that I needed, like how to present myself, how to promote my own product, how to speak in public, or even how to organize the business part of the app. Technology, innovation, and entrepreneurship now go hand in hand, and it's vital for us to have these kinds of skills if we want to enter the market.
Ioannis Vlachavas, a university professor in the Department of Information Technology, admits that although students do acquire a lot of technical knowledge, also known as hard skills, they often lack the so-called soft skills that are also needed to compete in the job market.
It's weird. People who graduate from our university are really qualified, while at the same time the companies cannot find people to hire.
Dr. Vlachavas believes there are two explanations for this.
First, students lack confidence. They are afraid that they will not meet the standards of the company. They understand this is not true when we start working with them. Secondly, they cannot promote themselves. They don't know how to write a CV or how to act in a job interview.
According to Vlachavas, the university is not just to blame for this problem. The student's mentality also plays a role. He says that his university now organizes seminars which cover important soft skills, such as writing a CV and how to make a good impression at a job interview, as well as organizing job fair days where company representatives are invited to meet potential new employees. But many students are still reluctant to participate.
Since 2016, we have been giving the students the opportunity to do paid internships in tech companies. Unfortunately, we didn't offer this opportunity earlier. Many companies hire the students after the end of their internship. We offer only 22 places, and while we were expecting to receive more than 400 applications, we usually receive 22 or 24 applications. The students have the wrong mentality.
Eleni Zissimopoulou, a human resources expert who regularly recruits new talent, agrees. She works for Veltio, a world leader in retail analytics. She says that Greek graduates lack basic skills in communication and self-promotion compared to other young people abroad. There is also another problem she admits.
The recruitment process in Greece is quite different. Although there's a growing tech industry and many companies of Veltio's caliber are looking to hire new people, young candidates are quite hesitant and afraid to invest in a Greek company. Their first instinct is to seek out opportunities abroad.
Anastasia agrees.
Young people have this feeling of futility because they believe their efforts won't be recognized and rewarded here in Greece. And this makes them reluctant to try something different or new.
Zissimopoulos says that her company and others try to change this way of thinking by organizing events in which both students and graduates can meet the people already working in tech companies and become familiar with the industry's growth mindset.
We organize events with other major tech companies where we invite technology professionals and recent graduates to learn more about our business and the way they work, to talk to representatives about preferred skill sets and even secure job interviews.
Anastasia also tries to empower her peers in her own way. She participates in a student-led team which organizes seminars on soft skills and invites inspirational speakers and tech company representatives.
There are many people who come to our events and follow us on social media. They even suggest what they would like to learn at the next event. So that's very rewarding.
Anastasia is convinced that she and her friends can help improve things for other young people. A young generation equipped with all the necessary skills to join the workforce will not only secure them a better future, but will also boost the country's development at a crucial moment for the future of Greece. This is Alexia Kaleidzi from Thessaloniki, Greece. DW.